The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
George Brocker back with you. A little Pearl Jam on 710 KNUS. We are still alive, at least until 10 o'clock, and then they take us off air and replace us with someone younger and smarter named Charlie Kirk. And then we go into a guy named Prager. He was here for that awesome cigar event that we had just a couple weeks ago. And then we flow into a dude named Gorka, and then right back into Live and Local, Deb Flora at 3. Got to listen to that. If you haven't listened to it or can't at 3, and I get it, picking up kids or doing something, maybe you're tied up, do the podcast. And then, of course, tune in to Stefan from 4 to 7. I'll be here every day, 6 to 10 a.m. with Billy. We're in that final hour. We've been having a conversation here that really grew out of something that was a conversation we started with KBB and Priscilla Ron out of the state party. And that is this idea that Joe O'Day and Heidi Ganahl, both running for state offices, are impacted in a way by their positions or perceived positions regarding Donald Trump. For Heidi Ganahl, we had Joan from Lakewood, great listener and caller, who called in and said, hey, my sense is these Democrat ads trying to say that Heidi is a MAGA Republican is the reason she's closing the gap with Polis. And there's a poll out there that says she's within 4 points. I want to try to get my hands on that poll. Joe O'Day on the other. And by the way, I think Heidi, somebody told me she was on Laura Ingraham last night. I got to go back and try to look at that. I didn't know that. I would have watched. But Joe O'Day was on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd on Sunday. I didn't watch it, but I listen to the podcast every week just to stay up on what people are saying out there. And it is pretty clear that when asked, he said, I don't want Donald Trump to run for president again. I don't want Joe Biden to run for president again. I want us to move on and blah, 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 blah. Between that and his position on abortion, which is different than the state party platform, and it's not, you couldn't describe it as pro-life start to stop. And this is a guy, by the way, who is pro-life personally. He's a Roman Catholic guy, Mullen guy, but he just doesn't believe that in terms of public policy. Those two things have led to a bunch of texts and even some callers who have argued for or against why they would support either an anti-Trump or not a perceived MAGA Republican who's on the ballot, or someone who they perceive to be like Joe O'Day, who some on here have been saying is a rhino. And it got us asking the question, well, what the hell's a rhino anymore? In 2022, is a rhino just somebody who doesn't drink the Donald Trump bathwater? Is that it? If you oppose the president of the United States, are you a Republican in name only? I don't think so. I don't believe that. But I think more and more that's how it's being defined. I said I voted for Trump twice. If he ends up being the nominee, I'll vote for him again. Is that a rhino? Someone that would vote for the person who's the Republican nominee? Or is the true rhino the quote-unquote Republican out there who says, I can't vote for Joe O'Day because he's not a Trump guy. He's not a MAGA guy. He's not an America First. Who's the true rhino in that comparison? I think I know the answer, and I think you do too. It's not the person who says, I'm going to withhold my vote from the Republican nominee because I disagree with them on this position or that position. That ain't a rhino. The rhino is the one who says, it's either my way or the highway, even if it means hurting the state, the country, or the party, I'm just going to withhold my vote. I'll only vote for Republicans that I like. That's a rhino. 303-696-1971, starting to get calls in here. I love them, by the way. Here's one. The commercial I sent, here's to you, Jared, was really good because of the emotional pictures and the music. Well, that's true. If you haven't seen that Real Men of Genius kind of take off on the Governor Polis commercial that Deep Wells, Colorado put out there. And man, this guy may end up being a savior of sorts for some of these races because he has come in with a huge chunk of his wealth to try to get the word out in a way that either the dark money folks haven't yet or can't, and the media certainly won't cover either. Trump really should start another party. If he did, I would guess the Republican Party would be no more. But at least people like yourself can claim the higher ground. I don't claim the higher ground at all. It's the opposite. It's the purists who have clung to the notion that if you're not with us, you're against us. If you're not a Trump guy, you're a rhino. If you're not a MAGA guy, You're, if you don't believe in stolen, I mean, think about all of the little if this, then this sort of things that the purists have put in place. And I'm the one that claims the higher moral, the moral high ground. I don't think so, man. And by the way, if Trump started another party, I imagine it would go the same way as Truth Social. That's not very well at all. 303-696-1971. Mary from Denver, you're on 710. What do you think, Mary?
Well, welcome to Washington West.
It's just starting to get that feel, huh?
No, I've had it for a long time. But to me, we got to work with Colorado. Forget about Trump now. He's not running. We've got to worry about who's running now. And it's simple enough. Do you want socialism or do you want to be free? Do you want a republic? And deal with that now. And all this other stuff, if we can get enough people in there, we can make the changes for Colorado. But that's the whole issue to me. And then get some people in there that can change some things in Colorado, because if our governor is elected again, you think he hasn't done too much that's too bad here, wait till he has a second term. And well, he is going to lay it on us in every way he can.
And he's going to get... In a second term, Mary, where he is going to be running for president of the United States. I don't know that anybody
but
doubts
that. He's got to run against Pretty Boy, and I'm telling you right now, they're going to back Newsom.
You think? I wonder. Heck, he could end up being the vice presidential guy for Newsom. I don't know. Mary, can I ask you a couple questions? One, did you vote for President Trump in 2016 and 2020?
Anybody but Clinton.
Okay, I got that. Well, okay, that's 2016. How about 2020?
Yeah, I voted for Trump. I liked what he did.
And
but
would
he's
you
not running now?
No, I get that. I get that. We'll get there. But would you vote for him again in 2024 if he became the Republican nominee?
Yeah.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, because I want more of what he did. But we're not dealing.
That's true. But do you see it? The mainstream media and the Democrats doing everything they can to revive Trump as a not quite on the ballot, but you're really voting for him kind of an issue for our candidates. Do you see that?
You can't do anything till you take care of this election, if we even have one.
It's just so pragmatic. When you say, even if we even have one, what do you mean?
If there's even an election.
Why do you think there might not be an election? I'm almost positive it's on the books. It's got to happen.
we're dealing with people who can manage to do all kinds of things.
Mary, do you believe this is a good issue to talk about? Do you think that there is a chance that somehow the clerks and recorders of 64 counties or the Secretary of State are going to band together and say we're just not sending out ballots or we're just not counting them?
I have no idea what they'll do.
But you presume they're going to follow the law. You presume they're going to have an election. I think I'm going to get a ballot.
What is it about following the law that this administration has done?
You're talking about the Secretary of State or the clerks and recorders?
Well, at this point, I'm back to Biden. He just does what he wants to do. It doesn't make any difference about the Constitution or anything else. But again, we have so much in Colorado that they're going to protect. We've got more as much CIA and FBI here as they do in Washington.
Well, I don't think that. I know we have FBI here. I don't know about CIA, but I don't think it's as much as in Washington. I mean, Washington, which has grown out of control over the last couple decades, Republicans and Dems at the helm, they've got so much more of everything. I do believe we are dependent upon the federal government. That part is true for a lot of these administrative offices.
I don't think we would be dependent upon. If they give us money, where does it go? It sure doesn't show in Colorado.
Well, there are some huge bases here, man. We have the Air Force Academy. We have Peterson Air Force Base, Fort Carson. We have NORAD, that's Cheyenne Mountain. We have Buckley. I mean, there's a lot that the federal government spends here in Colorado that's a big difference maker for us.
Depending upon what they do with it. I really don't want to argue anything except we have to make a decision whether we want more
it.
Of what we had.
And Mary, I respect that position. Just to be sure, though, you're voting for Heidi. You're voting for Joe O'Day. You're voting for John Kellner and Pam Anderson and Lang Sias. You're voting for all of them, right?
That's right.
Yeah, see, that
because
just...
Because I don't want any more socialism, and that's what we'll have, yeah. And we're going to have more of it.
That's just a pragmatic approach, Mary, and I really appreciate you calling in and letting us hear your voice and having that conversation. There are other pieces of it that might be fodder for a debate on another time, but I get what you're saying, and that is that I don't care if they're purists. I don't care if they're on board with Trump. I care about trying to stop what I perceive to be this leftward lurch towards socialism at every level of government, and the only way to do that is to vote for Republicans. Independent of any other aspect. I get that. I appreciate that. 303-696-1971. Here's another text. Following the law is not a Democrat principle. Yeah, it's easy to say that, and there's probably good examples, but honestly, the Republicans have goofed this up a bit too. I know it's over for Trump, and in my opinion, 90% was and is media driven. The fact is, regardless of Trump's hair and the words he uses, he had this country moving in the right direction. That's all that matters to me. Well, I do think it's undeniable that the economy was doing great pre-pandemic under him. I think that's true. I think that we were much more secure from an energy standpoint. I think that's also undeniable than we are now. Here's one. Rather than just saying MAGA Republicans, say Make America Great Again Republicans. Why? Does anybody hear MAGA and not know that it means Make America? I miss something here. I don't know what that means, but I understand we want to say the whole thing. It's just I don't get it. One thing I do want to tell you before we get back to the phone lines at 303-696-1971 is to talk to you about something I have coming up next week, kind of special. It's on a Monday. It's my dad's birthday. I didn't do this for him. I did it for me, but it just happens to be on his birthday. I am going to have my teeth cleaned, looked at, inspected, and improved by Twin Aspen Dental Center, newest dentist that I've got. And again, I don't just talk about these businesses to you because they say, please talk about, I go out, check them out, meet with them, get to know them. If I like them, they're in. If I don't, well, we'll just figure out something else. But I love these people. And I sat down with Drs. Richter and Snyder. They've been in the studio with me. We did a great interview with them. We got to have them back here. But they have a great business. And again, no offense to the big box national chains, but these folks don't do it like that. They are small business owners who are running a thriving dental practice. They believe in prevention dentistry. They will also take care of sedation dentistry. If you are too freaked out to let somebody get into your mouth and do the stuff that you need to do to keep you healthy, they'll make you feel comfortable and get it done. Yes, they can do all the big stuff, the crowns, the bridges, the dental implants. Hopefully you don't need that. Hopefully you need what I need, which is just for them to go in, do the periodic x-ray and say, hey, everything looks good. And then do the cleaning and tell me how great I am, how wonderful I am as a flosser. That never happens. I've never heard those words ever in my life. But maybe this will be a first. I'm going to see him, conveniently located on Parker Road, right there at about Stroh, just across the big Stroh Street from the King Supers, right by Lehman Academy. Easy to get to. You can visit them at TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, or you can call them. 303-841-7466, 303-841-7466, our friends at Twin Aspen Dental Center. Going right back to the phones. Jim, you're on 710. Jim, what do you think?
Hey, good morning. Am I on?
You are, sir.
Hey, good morning. You know, I think if the conservative, so-called conservative party wants to win any meaningful elections, they're going to have to dump Donald Trump. To do so. What Donald has done is he's taken over the fractured party from the Bushes of the world. And these people wouldn't be referred to as fiscal conservatives by any means over the decades. Not only that, but we got to remember that Reagan and Bush, just as well as Clinton, they let in and legalized millions of foreign illegal workers to subsidize our so-called job creators here. Now, Trump has leaned towards the unions and the working people, and you see those people fracturing this party right now. Donald Trump has done nothing but increase voter turnout, and that is going to be poor for the so-called conservative party that over the decades has relied on low voter turnout to win their elections.
Let's back up a little bit, and I want to take this piece by piece. First, Jim, you know folks out there are starting to text in, and they're like, Jim's no Republican, Jim's no conservative, Jim's
no,
this and
I'm
that.
No, I'm not.
What are you registered as?
I'm an independent. I would never vote for these Bush Republicans that destroyed the military during the late 80s and started funneling our money into the for-profit sector of the defense industry.
Okay, so
my military service in the 80s and 90s lost 300,000 personnel enacted under Reagan, Bush, and Cheney, who was our Secretary of Defense, who, by the way, ended up as the chairman of Halliburton and with their no-bid contracts. So you want to talk about free market fundamentals, we can talk about that.
No, I'm really just trying to get a sense of where you're coming from. Do you describe yourself as conservative, libertarian, or something else?
I would be a fiscal conservative.
Okay,
but
fiscal,
I don't
how about
what
socially?
Anybody does with their religion.
Okay, that sounds libertarian-ish.
Socially,
I get it.
I don't want to deal with what you do socially. It's not my business.
Okay, I appreciate that. I think that makes a lot of sense. Let me ask then, did you vote? Who did you vote for president in 2016 and 2020?
Oh, Trump.
Okay.
However, when I did so, I told the person next to me who was voting for Hillary that she should probably thank me because I was voting for more liberals than she was.
When you voted for Trump?
Trump was a vote for 100 liberals. And you got to.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
The Republican Party over my lifetime has relied on low voter turnout. Trump has done nothing but bring in, held the working class. He cozied up to the unions. He backed away from the military. He moved away from corporate America. He leaned towards, even if it was total BS coming out of his mouth, he leaned towards working people. In this nation. And that is not who the Republican Party has ever served.
So who would you vote for in 2024 if it's Trump on the ballot and fill in the blank on the other side, on the Dem side?
It depends on how much damage I want to do to America. And when I say damage,
why would you want to do damage to
MAGA,
America? Why would you want to do that?
No. MAGA has destroyed the two-party system. I think we're witnessing it on your radio show every morning.
Really?
We've got a one-party system now, one-party control.
There
is one gentleman that did that.
So when you say that, just to be clear, you think that the Democrats control both houses of Congress for the moment, and they're not going to after November,
well,
I think
you'd
agree with that, and the White House, but you think that they're in that position because of Trump?
Oh, certainly.
That's interesting. In this particular case, because I wanted to get back to the rhino, what do you think folks mean when they say rhino? I don't even know if you use that term, but what do you mean when you say rhino, if you ever use that term?
It's just sarcasm, but a rhino, I suppose, would be a Republican that likes free markets only when they spend their money. When they're making their money, they don't want competition. But when they're spending that money, right, that they have in their that so-called money they have in their pocket, then that's when they want 25 illegals to line up and compete with the American public, who is now having to vote or is voting for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing to see all these union people voting for Trump, who in any respect would not be a Republican. There's nothing conservative about him, but there's nothing conservative about the Republican Party. You have to look at what Trump has done over his lifetime. He has used government tax funds over and over every single time that the free market gets anywhere near his airline, his steaks, his wine, whatever he's selling.
Jim,
he goes to the government bankruptcy courts for a bailout.
Jim, forgive me. Last question I want to ask you is, are you going to vote for Joe O'Day, Michael Bennett, or someone else?
I'm undecided whether I will do that. I have
Buddy,
to weigh out the
my goodness.
The
you
the
don't see a difference
time,
between
the
two
moment.
Of them.
I do. However, here's the problem: if you think the Republican Party is all that, then we need to get back to the Republican Party of old. This party right now is Donald Trump's political party. He has destroyed the Republican Party. If he were to go another direction and start his own party, he would be dragging people from the Republican Party with him, which would make the Republican Party that much more fractured. What percent do you think he would take with him from the so-called conservative party?
Yeah,
I don't... 25, 45?
No, I just look at the Truth Social thing, man. That thing hasn't turned out to be the success that we thought it was and all that. Jim, I've taken you long because I like the conversation. I appreciate the fact that you're not a Republican, but you have interest in the party. I thank you for that. Jim's line is open at 303-696-1971. We're going to cut away for a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to continue some texts coming in here as well, but we'll take your calls. That's the part of the show Daddy liked the best, and that is to have the conversation and hear people that listen to the show, and you've gotten the differing views here. We've had hardcore Trump supporters all the way to hardcore Trump haters. We've had people that would never vote Republican in any circumstance, someone who would vote Republican, but not. We got it all right here. I love that fact about this show. Join that conversation at 303-696-1971. It's George Brockler on The George Show, 710 KNUS. George Brockler back with you here on 710 KNUS. Only got a couple segments left. Not going to jump into the Bexar County investigation to DeSantis. I want to save that one for tomorrow because there's some good sound out there and a good conversation to be had. But I do want to finish this one up with callers and texters. The texts, of course, come into the 710KNUS app or 710KNUS.com. I've had some emails in here trying to get through them during the break. And then, of course, the phone calls at 303-696-1971. Here's someone that says, this is off of an email, "I'm a Republican because of the party platform. No one ever talks about the party platform, but it is still the one that we used in 2016 and 2020. For the state party? Pretty sure for the state party there was one.
Sorry, I was thinking national. There was no national party platform.
Joe O'Day should not have been put forward as a candidate because the platform clearly states that we oppose abortion and support every possible assistance for crisis pregnancies and unwanted pregnancies. So we chose a candidate that compromised the platform. Now that he's running, I really have no choice but to vote for him. People talk about their Republican beliefs, but I'm not sure they are clear on exactly what those are. The platform can be found on the website for the American Presidency Project, along with all those for the other parties from long ago to the present." And I think we have a state one here, too, probably at the state party website. And this thing says, "I think we are basically functioning on selection based on personal charisma of a candidate. That started with President Kennedy, I think. It doesn't have anything to say about the competence or the principles of the candidates." Maybe true. I do think personality, and this has been true for a long, long time, outweighs anything else in terms of competence or qualifications and all that stuff. I think that's true. But now what? When the emailer says, "I have no choice but to vote for Joe O'Day." Okay, listen, I'm going to enthusiastically vote for Joe O'Day. It's not reluctant. But if you vote for him, that's what matters here, in my opinion. And we've had some texters that have come in and said otherwise. So here's one, "Working people in our country is a bad thing. Can you say?" So this was a response to Jim from Wheat Ridge. And he had said some things about he couldn't believe that working class folks and the union folks had voted for President Trump. And this texter responds with, "And having the working people in our party is a bad thing? No, I don't think so. Can you say systemic racist?" I don't think that's where he was going with that. I think what he was trying to say was, and I'm not speaking for Jim, I'm just trying to tell you what I think he said to me on the radio, and that was, hey, Trump's not really in it for the working man. He's never been a working man, has no real relations with working men other than that he has hired them to do his construction project. It's just amazing that people that are working class would so commit themselves, I think, not just politically, but emotionally, to a guy with whom they have nothing ever in their lives are in common. Not a single thing do they have in common with this guy. That's interesting to me. But I'm not sure I agree, but I get that point of it. The other thing that I really wanted to explore with folks who had the guts to come in and into the conversation and talk about it is, what is a rhino? There's a handful of folks out here, and it's usually the same folks on a daily basis, that if I say anything against the president, and that's President Trump, it's instantly, you're a rhino, you're a rhino, you're a rhino, you're finished here, you could never win again, you could never be nominated again because you're a rhino. Now, rhino, R-I-N-O, is Republican in name only. I'm just super interested in 2022. What the heck does that mean? Is a rhino someone who deviates from the party platform? And if so, how big of a deviation and how often? Is it someone who doesn't support Republican nominees for office? Or is it someone who merely opposes Make America Great Again, as as it's been described and sort of embodied by President Trump? Is it someone who opposes President Trump? I mean, there are those who have said, hey, Liz Cheney, part of a dynastic Republican family, and you don't have to agree with them. I get it. The relationship with the war in Iraq, and I get all that stuff. And the Halliburton thing that Jim brought, all true. That's not the point. The point is, what has she done to show herself to be a rhino other than her participation in the January 6th committee and voting to impeach the president the second, not the first time, the second time around? When did she become a rhino? Was she a rhino before she cast that vote for impeachment? Was she a rhino because she cast that vote for impeachment? 303-696-1971. We'll go to the callers here. Deborah, you're on 710. What do you think?
I'm not calling about her.
That's okay.
But I wanted to make a remark about one of your texters.
Sure.
Had said that President Trump was never a working man. But as
that was Jim. That wasn't the texter. The texter was saying, hey, I think it's great we have working men or anything. But anyway, go ahead with your point, man.
Okay. Well, my point is President Trump went to worked with the in the different areas with the carpenters, with the electricians, as you know, like a helper.
What do you mean by that? When did he do that? I didn't hear
As a young man, his father made his sons do the same thing. When he was a young man, he worked from the bottom up, learning the different things, helping with different, he might not have been an electrician, but he helped the electricians.
Deborah, where did you hear that? Now, I'm aware of the fact
that himself numerous times when even before he became president
that he worked with.
I mean, he would do like a quarter when he was in college or something, you know, or in high school, and worked with the different people that.
I don't remember that.
That's why he knows.
And Deborah, let me say this.
That's why he knows how much about.
Yeah, a long time ago, I read The Art of the Deal. Have you read that book?
I did.
Yeah, I could have misplaced this. I could have misplaced this information in my brain somewhere. It's very porous. I don't recall that. I don't recall that being in the
book. I remember him saying it and them saying that's why. The construction people, and that's why he knows so much about it. He knows when he's getting ripped off because he knows about it because he worked right along with them.
Yeah, I don't. And Deborah, I appreciate that narrative.
I have a friend.
Go ahead, ma'am.
And I have a friend or acquaintance, more like it, that I went to church with. He worked at one of Trump's place. He saw that the foreman was cheating him, and he told President Trump, and this is from a friend, knew personally, and said that it wasn't being done right. President Trump came in, looked at it with the person I know, and said, "You're right. It's not being done right." Because how would he know that unless he's actually worked along with them?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, ma'am, other than somebody told him or he's been working in the industry.
He learned enough to know when it wasn't done right.
Because
he worked with people that did do it right.
I spent a summer doing moving and storage because it paid cash, it paid well, and I got to work with a bunch of people who otherwise I wouldn't rub up against in the neighborhood because they come from a different socioeconomic background, different education. Our opportunities haven't been the same. But in no way would I say that experience means I've been a working man. My guess is Trump's time at Wharton School of Business did not also provide time for him to go roll up his sleeves and learn how to be a plumber or electrician or a construction guy. I do believe he's been exposed to those guys. I do believe he's worked with them. I don't believe he's ever been one. Now, his expertise or knowledge in there doesn't mean he has to have done the job. And I could be wrong here. Maybe there's some documentary out there that captures it all or something like that. But I think the bigger issue is he doesn't have the same life background that they have. And his interests are more, I think Jim from Wheatridge would say, much more elitist than what they have. It's interesting to him that a guy that has worked against the unions as a construction dude, and you've got to imagine, if you're a construction guy, you don't love the unions. The unions cause you headache. That those guys now love him for it. I think that's what they're trying to say. Can I ask you, because I think, Deborah, like me, you voted for Trump twice, and like me, you would vote for him if he were the Republican nominee again. Let me ask you this. When people use the term rhino, and have you used that term, what does it mean?
It means Republican in name only.
But what is
it
that?
It means like, that they do not aspire, they are more like they are on the side of the Democrats more than they are on our side.
So is Liz Cheney a rhino?
I think so.
Well, in what way is she on the side of the Democrats other than related to President Trump?
She's an elitist. She sticks her nose up at everybody else. I mean, and just
she had like
I can't explain her, but I can definitely explain Mitch McConnell.
Okay, explain Mitch McConnell to me.
Mitch McConnell, he has slow walked so many things that we've wanted and worked hard for, and he would do it slyly
behind
our backs and President Trump's back. The committees and stuff that we had when we had all of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, he would not push through anything of some of the bills that we wanted. He would not push it through. He just kind of slow walked it. All of the committees, like on Benghazi, where the guys were killed at that shooting. There was a movie about it.
I think that there were a ton of hearings on that. I recall that, and I'm pretty sure
there was a ton of hearings, but then he didn't do anything about it.
What could Mitch McConnell have done about it? He's just the president of the Senate at the time. What could he have done?
Not slow walked some of the things.
Well, like what?
Some of the bills, the major bills that we wanted, he would slow walking until we were not in office. He don't want to be the head.
You know, Billy just brought up Deborah. He slow walked Merrick Garland too. Was that good or bad? Was that rhino or was that real Republican?
That was maybe about the only thing he did good.
Well, can
as
I,
far as I'm concerned.
And Deborah, one last question.
Also,
I love your passion,
also,
Deborah. I love your passion, but I'm a little bit late for a break, but you've been a great caller, and I want to get this last part in. Would you say a rhino is someone who, let's say President Trump is renominated, he becomes a Republican nominee. Would somebody who says, hey, I may be a Republican, but I'm not going to support that nominee, would they be a rhino?
I didn't catch the whole question.
Yeah, So let's say President Trump in 2024 runs, and I think if he runs, he becomes the party nominee. If there are people out there who are Republicans who say, I'm not going to vote for Trump for president, even though he's the nominee, because whatever reason, I don't like him, I don't agree with him, whatever. Would those people that refuse to vote for him as president, would they be rhinos?
Yeah.
Well, Deborah, I really do appreciate the candor. I love that you listen. Would you please keep calling in? Deborah's line is open, 303-696-1971. If I had the time, I'd ask her the follow-up question, and that is, if you refuse to vote for a Republican nominee for Senate, are you also a rhino? Let's get to some more of those texts and phone calls in just a moment. I will tell you somebody that does know the working man, because he be a working man. That's Mitch Floria, not Mitch McConnell. Mitch Floria is not just a friend of the show and an advertiser. We had him in the studio. He did that great segment-long interview. I think we may have even gone two segments with him. The story's so good. Romanian immigrant, legal immigrant, who grew up under Ceausescu and the communists, and then moved out here from Romania and lived the American dream, still living the American dream, and wants to help you to feel good about your American home in the best way possible, and that's to upgrade your kitchen. Upgrade your kitchen with a great new countertop, either there or the master bathroom. This guy can do it. He can do it all. And you got to give him a call to get it done at 303-386-5919. Now, let me tell you, whatever the material is, he's got the ability to do it. In fact, listen, go to the website. Check out theartofgranite.com, and you can sort of see what's out there. I just don't think the website does it justice. You got to go out to his place, conveniently located at about the corners of 6th Avenue and I-70. You can get there from just about anywhere. Walk around. Set aside a few minutes. Go walk around. Meet these folks, long-term employees, invested in the community, invested in the business. If you meet with Mitch Floria to talk about your ideas for your kitchen, your bathroom, 99% chance you're going to close the deal with Mitch. You're going to love this guy. He can do it all with the quartz, the granite, the marble, the man-made, the God-made. He will bend these stones to your will and make it happen. Go and give him a call, 303-386-5919. It rings the phone on his hip, or go to theartofgranite.com. We'll be right back for our last segment. George Brockler on The George Show, 710 KNUS. We're back with you here on 710 KNUS. Going to get right back to the phone lines with the time we have left before we turn it over to Charlie Kirk. Joe, you're on The George Show. What do you think?
I think a rhino these days to me is somebody who is not willing to break the rule of law and bend the Constitution to their will to get what they want. I think these MAGA Republicans are scary people. I think they're uninformed voters. They don't know a constitutional right from a left-hand turn, and they just want what they want, and they want somebody who's going to make it happen. And they don't care who else's rights are violated in the process. I just don't think they get that as a constitutional republic, we got to put up with a lot of crap from other people that we don't agree with, we don't like. Everyone's got a right to be pissed off about somebody else's rights, but you don't have the right to take those rights away.
Joe, do you feel like that is a different approach than, say, the Democrats take? And not all of them, but you know what I'm talking about, the ones in power, that it's more about, hey, I just want to get into the end zone. I don't care what route I have to take to get there. Or is this something that you think is unique to what you've described as MAGA Republicans?
Both parties are guilty. I would say with Trump, the Republicans have taken the lead in the race. And it's not about governing. It's about imposing the will of a particular party on everybody else. And I'm tired of it. I know a lot of my friends are tired of it. I mean, just look at how many people keep unregistering from each of the parties and becoming unaffiliated.
Well, Joe, how are you? How are you registered, Joe? You don't
honestly
know how you're registered?
I might be a Republican.
When you say might be, does that mean you had been registered Republican, you just don't know if you unregistered?
I was Republican most of my life, but frankly, okay, this Christian conservative majority has chased me out of the party.
When do you think that happened for you?
Oh, I voted for I reluctantly voted for McCain, but because he chose Palin, I would say that was the last time I voted. And then
the last time you voted, or the last time you voted for a Republican for president?
Last time I voted for a Republican president.
Okay, so you didn't vote for, did you vote for Romney?
I did not vote for Romney.
How about Trump? Who did you vote for in 2016 and 2020? And I ask only because as you begin to have these conversations, we do it on air, folks text in, they're like, this guy's a Democrat or this guy's a such and such. And I just think as we have these conversations, I just want listeners to know where we come down on these things.
To be honest with you, I don't. It was a third party candidate. If I hate them both, I will throw my vote to a third party, even though everyone says it's a wasted vote. You got to give voice to these third parties somehow.
And I don't. Do you even remember who you voted for?
No.
That tells you, man. That vote gave voice to no one because you don't even remember who you voted for. What about?
Well, it gave voice to me that I am not satisfied with either party. I don't know if that resonated with anybody else, but it is, you know, the lesser of two evils is still evil. Yeah, and I'm tired
well,
of it
yeah,
as a
but
voter,
in,
I'm tired
in
of
a,
it as a citizen.
In a binary selection, and that's what we have, even though there's 8 billion other smaller parties and candidates, in a binary choice like you have to make a decision. It could either be the lesser of two evils or you really like someone or not. The outcome is going to be the same. Someone's got to win, someone's got to lose. And if you don't vote for either of them, you're really advantaging someone over the other by withholding your vote. But let me ask you this towards the end here. If Donald Trump is on the ballot in 2024, let's just say it's a repeat of 26 or 2020, what do you do with your vote?
Burn it.
What the hell does that mean? How about this? What are you going to do with Joe O'Day, Heidi Ganahl, John Kellner, Pam Anderson, Lang Sias?
I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to dig into each one of those guys, and if I sniff any of them, if I have the slightest hint that any of them are Trump butt kissers or MAGA, you know, we're going to force this through, I won't vote for them. I want a fiscal conservative Republican. I don't want the social warrior, Christian warrior.
Yeah, well, and we've been having that battle for decades, man. That is not recent, and that is not Donald Trump. That is something that's bigger than that. Hey, man, I really appreciate the phone call. Joe, I don't recall your voice before. I'm glad you're listening. You just keep calling in. That's the last call I can take. Everyone else on hold at 303-696-1971. We will get it started up tomorrow. I don't want to cut you loose, though, before I remind you about a cool event that I went to over the weekend, and you get to be the beneficiary of it as well if you go out there, and that is the Littleton Fine Jewelry Grand Reopening. Right there, just south of Hudson Gardens, off of Santa Fe, super easy to get to. Even if you're going northbound, you drive up there and you're like, how am I going to turn left through these Jersey barriers? You just go another like 200 feet and you flip a very legal U right by Hudson Gardens. And you come. That's what I did. And you come right down, you turn right just after the jewelry repair sign. And you get to this growing business that's from a kid who grew up here in Colorado, has his family there, got to meet some of his kids. Super cute, way young. Like, it makes me feel like, how old have I gotten? My youngest is 12. Now, he's got, just as Jesse, by the way, who runs the business, took over a watch repair business from his folks and grew it into something much, much bigger and really cool. A lot of great kids out there, but younger than my youngest. Now, he's got, I think, a 16 or 17-year-old. Heard a fantastic story about them standing up to an educator. I don't want to dime him out, and I don't want to say what the school is, but one of the older kids standing up to a teacher. Off of something that they said. Go check out littletonfinejewelry.com. Go visit them. I'm telling you, you're going to be happy with it. Listen, thanks to Billy. Thanks to KBB and Priscilla Ron for being on air and all the calls and the texts. We're going to keep this thing going on and on tomorrow. There'll be more stuff I wanted to talk about today. We'll fill it in over there. God knows what's going to happen until then. Charlie Kirk next. Stefan at 4. George Brockler, 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.